With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The annual White House Correspondents' Dinner was cut short last night as President Trump and other top U.S. leaders were evacuated from the Washington Hilton Hotel uninjured after a gunman opened fire. The FBI says the shooter is in custody and that the Washington field office is responding. Members of the press, still dressed up for the event, moved to the White House briefing room where President Trump answered questions and made statements about the shooting.
This is not the first time in the past couple of years that our republic has been attacked by a would-be assassin who sought to kill. In Butler, Pennsylvania, less than 2 years ago, you all know that story. And in Palm Beach, Florida, a few months after that, we came close. We really had, again, we had some great work done by law enforcement.
D.C. police have identified the suspect as 31-year-old Cole Allen from Torrance, California, and believe he was a guest at the hotel. Two guns and multiple knives were confiscated. The FBI is currently investigating at the suspect's home in California. The USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier arrives in the Middle East, allowing for three carriers now in the region.
Three U.S. aircraft carriers and their accompanying warships are now sailing in the waters of the Middle East, giving President Donald Trump additional warships to enforce his blockade of Iranian ports and more firepower should he decide to resume strikes on Iran. The arrival of a third carrier strike group comes as the U.S. expands its efforts to go after ships supporting the Iranian regime. In addition to enforcing its blockade, the U.S. has begun boarding sanctioned and dark fleet oil tankers carrying Iranian oil. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The latest attempt at ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appears to have failed again. Tehran's top diplomat left Pakistan Saturday as President Trump says he told envoys not to travel to Islamabad. This is SRN News. California is providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants.
According to investigative journalist Christopher Ruffo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Ruffo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options. State officials say they want to extend health care to, quote, marginalized communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Library Association has released its annual list of the books most challenged at this country's libraries, and the vast majority of them either promote the LGBT lifestyle or include pornographic content unsuitable for children. Amongst the books are the most often challenged are Maya Kabah's graphic memoir Gender Queer, John Green's boarding school narrative Looking for Alaska, and Jennifer Argonaut's Paramount romance Storm and Fury. This is SRN News. Despite the oil shortages brought on by the war with Iran, economist Steve Moore is calling out California lawmakers who blame President Trump for the gas high prices in California.
For California to be running out of energy would be like Alaska running out of ice. I mean, there's no place on earth that has, well, I shouldn't say that. Texas and Alaska probably have more oil than California, but California is very energy rich, and they just choose not to go after it. And so that is a shame, really, because they should be paying closer to, you know, $3 to $4 a gallon.
Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Two wildfires in southeastern Georgia continue to threaten homes and lives as officials warn that strong winds could spread the flames. The Highway 82 fire has been burning since Monday and has destroyed at least 87 homes. Meanwhile, a second fire about 70 miles to the southwest of Clinch County, burning more than 46 miles and destroying at least 35 homes.